Should an employee who has been identified by colleagues as having a poisonous attitude and creating a toxic atmosphere be fired?
Not without first having the conversation about what are the challenges of that individual and why those challenges are actually occurring. And one of the challenges that we have in our work environments now is because of the fact that we're social media driven. So we're on chat all day long, we're on email all day long, and we don't take the time just to sit down with employees and say, hey, what's going on? I'm hearing X, Y, and Z. You know, how can I help you? That's what real leaders do. They ask people how they can help, and they ask people to change behaviors. Then when if I can't help you or I can't help change the behavior, then I'll ask you personally, hey, is this the right place for you? And then if it's not, we'll go through a performance management process to actually exit the person out of the organization. And you helping them transition to another company is probably the best thing that a human resource professional can learn how to do, because it allows them to leave in a way which keeps their dignity and their respect in place, but allows you to manage them out without having to cause a ton of legalities or having the employee feel that they're being forced out from a process perspective.
What can be done about bullying that doesn't rise to the legal definition of hostile but still causes that uncomfortable atmosphere?
Yeah, one of the articles you'll see on my website, it's www.vpgexcel.com, is I have an article about the creating a culture of courage. And what I've noticed for a lot of companies where there's bullying and there's other issues with the leadership, it's a function of the leader, either him or herself, in terms of what they expect, right? So people will rise to the occasion of what the manager's expectations are. So as a leader, if I have expectations that you treat people with respect and I actually demonstrate those, it's a lot easier for that to permeate throughout the rest of the organization. But as a leader, I don't demonstrate those, and I'm either degrading to people, calling them out, calling them names, cursing at them, which is some things I've seen some leaders do, then obviously that's going to permeate through the rest of the organization, which causes the bullying. And then typically what happens with these organizations is they end up in a lawsuit or they end up with having some bad reputation as a place not to work for.
What if bullying by a single individual morphs into mobbing?
You know, you have to do a thorough investigation. That's always the first thing that you have to do. And then you have to look at the policies and procedures of, you know, people that may come to level of termination. It may be that you may need to move the employee being bullied into another part of the organization to move them away from that. You may have to do reprimands in terms of people's personnel files. You may do some type of training, whether it's around diversity or treating people with respect or treating people with mutual respect are some of the things that I have typically done when I've run into those issues.